Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and today I am joined here with my very good friend, Crystal, who has been on the podcast before. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
So, Crystal and I are going, well, really, Crystal, I really shouldn't take any credit on this at all, but we are going to be talking about all the different cores that are happening right now, what you should be on the lookout for, what's trending on the different platforms. There's some that you've probably heard of, and there's probably some that you haven't heard of. So Crystal is our expert in our Patreon group, and everyone really enjoyed her episode last season where she broke down all the different cores. And I figured this is a great time to have her come on because we're kind of in a transitional period, and we're going to start looking into the fall cores and see if some summer cores transition that way. So get your pen and paper because you're going to need it. You're going to need to remember these things for your listings. And we will see you at the table. Welcome back, Crystal.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah. We've been talking for 30 minutes before we started recording, but that's just the usual here. We just like to settle in before we start recording. It's really weird to just start recording and not talk before.
Yeah.
You got to set that baseline. So there's, I'm sure, new listeners that are hearing this episode today, and they're like, who's this Crystal girl? And I know nothing about her. So why don't you share a little bit about who you are, reselling, what that looks like for you, and all that?
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Crystal. I live on the North Shore of Massachusetts, so a lot of coastal stuff going on here. I am mainly a vintage seller, but I sell a little bit of everything, and I really am passionate about researching things and finding all kinds of people like me to find them stock photos and stuff, because I'm good at it.
Literally, send Crystal any picture and she will find it for you.
It's fun for me, so I like this kind of stuff. I also started contributing to the Shop Your TV website, which is basically what I do there is find stuff that was worn on TV and make a listing for it on there, although I haven't done much of that lately because it's summer and not a lot of shows are on really.
They're gonna start coming back in the fall, so
yeah. And also there's the writer strike still going on, so a lot of stuff is halted, so yeah. But yeah, it's fun for me to find stuff, and this is why I like going into what's trending, because it's research and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how long have you been reselling now?
On a professional level, probably 5 years, but
I'll say about the same time as me.
Yeah, technically I opened my eBay in 2002 and
I feel you.
Yeah. And I used to sell concert photos, so there was that. Oh. That was my thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I did, and I just don't remember.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really mentioned it in a while, but I used to have a business when I was a teenager called Front Row Photos, and I used to, go to a bazillion concerts, and I'd, sit in line for 7 hours and be in the front row, and I would take pictures of all these famous people, and then this was in film cameras, and I would get them developed, and then I would scan them on my scanner, and put a little watermark over the front of it with paint, and I would sell them. I would sell physical photos. That dates me. That dates me.
I was going to say that really shows our age.
Yeah.
When people mention the scanner and everything, I remember what a big deal it was. I begged my parents for a scanner because I wanted to sell some stuff online, and the only way to do it was to get a scanner. Take a picture, get a scanner, and then pray that it didn't look fuzzy or weird so that you could put it up. It was such a process. God. And those of you who are too young that are listening to this that are have no idea what this process even looked like, it took a solid minute to minute and a half for the scanner to even warm up, get the photo, and then for it to get to the computer. It was it could take 5 minutes.
Oh my God. I had a list next to my computer of all the steps I had to go through to make the scanner work because my mom wanted to use it. So I had to write it all out for her. Oh. It was I want to say a 10-step process. So
yes. And you had a, it was extra, there was a USB, you had a, like, and they were not cheap. They were expensive.
I know, I know.
But yes, that is how we listed things online back in the day.
And then we got money orders in the mail.
Yep. Yeah. Wild times, man. Wild times. Anyway, so Crystal's old. Yeah. No, she's not. She's not old at all, actually.
I sure am.
No, you're not.
You're younger than me.
Yeah, by a few years, but not much.
Okay. I don't act my age, so it's fine. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so there's all these different cores that exist, and I feel like it's so, for me anyway, it's overwhelming to keep up with them all because I feel like each platform has specific cores that do better on them than others. I feel like there's certain tag words that go with things, but I also feel like some cores kind of mesh with other cores and it gets really confusing to know like which one goes with which. So today we're going to try to break that down for everyone. We'll mention like which ones are really hot right now, what key terms you should be using, what you should be looking for when you're sourcing, all that kind of fun stuff. I can give modern clothing, I guess, perspective on it. And Crystal has a wealth of knowledge with vintage clothing, so she can definitely give you perspective on that as well. But I feel like the worlds mesh together when it comes to these cores, no matter what the brand is. Crystal, before we go into the first one, would you say that there are certain platforms that it's more important to enter in a core name in a description and title versus other platforms?
I feel like Poshmark's doing it a lot more now. Like, they're really, like, pushing the cores and the, like, different trends because they have that, like, everyday trending thing they've been doing for, like, the past year now. I think Depop started it all pretty much, though, because, I mean, it's a younger audience over there. And they send out, like, emails and stuff with what's trending on Depop, and they'll tell you what cores it goes with or whatever.
Interesting.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters at all, like on eBay or whatever, because I don't think anyone's doing that. Probably, I mean, Mercari maybe too. I mean, there's young people on Mercari, but yeah, I don't really have any, like, those are my platforms, so I don't really know much about anything else, but
I feel like those are the main ones that anyone is on anywhere. Like, I don't think on Vestiaire, like, I don't think it would matter because it's specific, right? It's a very specific audience. I think with Poshmark, what's interesting is the tags that they've created before didn't really have a purpose, but I want to say, like, over the last few months with live sales, they actually do serve a purpose. People do click on them to look and find things that they're looking for. So this is where I think it's important for us who maybe are not accustomed to understanding what they are, should probably familiarize themselves a little bit because they are utilizing it more. And a lot of you guys that are listening are Poshmark sellers. So that's why we're here. So let's start with the first core. What is it, Crystal?
Well, I would say Mermaid Core, also called Siren Core, I found out.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's like that, I don't know if I told you about their website that has like the list of all like cores. It's like a wiki, basically. It's just like a bazillion kind of cores. But it was mentioned as like mermaid core, siren core. And I was like, oh, okay. But like that obviously became popular with the whole Little Mermaid coming back and all that. And like, if you saw what the girl who played the Little Mermaid wore to like the award shows and stuff, the premiere, oh my god, like that is mermaid core, like shiny metallic ocean blue and green, like it had like, it's all beach colors, metallic, oh my god, it was beautiful.
A lot of netting too, I've noticed, like, yeah. And I feel like, so if you watch runways and what designers are putting out and all that, there's a lot of that even going into the fall and winter months where it's like, it's almost like a fishnet, like an actual fishnet, not fishnet stockings, like an actual fisherman's net that you put out, right? And you're collecting the fish. It's like that almost. So it's interesting to see it transition to fall and winter because you don't normally think of that. Yeah. But I think because this core and the movie coming out has really made an impact on the society, right? I think you're going to see people kind of layering all these different things together to give that aesthetic. When I think of mermaid core, I think of like cotton candy almost.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it can be like pastels and it can be like soft. And then it could also be just like crazy green sequins and like, it's like, there's a lot you can do with it, I feel like, because I just wrote like shiny glitter sequins, pearls, even.
Good point.
Do you remember that movie from Disney called Aquamarine?
Yes.
It was about a mermaid.
Yeah.
And like, now when I think of like mermaid core, I think of that movie.
Yeah, I can like see that.
Yeah, it's like a Y2K mermaid core. Like,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Because a lot of the stuff, like I've even noticed the pants are a little more low rise. Like it is a very Y2K feel. I think when it comes to cores, this is definitely a more modern core. I'm sure you could find vintage pieces that would work with it.
Oh yeah.
But I feel like a lot of what I see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It feels very, maybe it feels modern to me, but I guess Y2K is vintage, but
I know
it feels modern.
Yeah. Modern, I guess, opposed to 60s, but like, yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could find pieces in that color scheme or with that glitter and shine that is from the 60s and 70s. I feel like you could get something from that disco era. Right.
I don't feel like we see
a lot of it.
Yeah, no, probably not. I mean, a lot of like sequin dresses and stuff were made for a body back then, I feel like. And I feel like that stuff wouldn't do so well.
Yeah.
Because it's formal wear. And it's more of a casual aesthetic, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Because the other aspect of like sequins and glitter that in metallics I think of is like the 80s. Right? With like the big shoulder pad, and it's just filled with the sequins and the florals and like all those different things. But that is what people wore to weddings. And like that's what people wore to events. I don't think it would go with this, but I do think there's a place for it with the whole 80s being hot right now and really making a comeback that I think most people didn't think would happen. So we're not saying don't get those pieces, but I think when you're thinking about cores, you got to be really specific with what time period you're kind of grabbing.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking on Poshmark just for things that I would find to be mermaid core, and like saved a few of them just
nice. Let's see what
brands. Let me see if I can go to my little lights. Yeah, where is it? I like way too many things on Poshmark, so.
Same.
I have a problem. Where is it? So I think one of them was like BB. Like,
oh, that's a good one.
I feel
like
they do a lot of like shiny metallic, like little dresses and tops and like.
Very Y2K.
Yeah. What's the other one?
BCBG?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that one definitely. BCBG did a lot of like club wear, but like, I don't know.
I mean, that's where we went to. Yes.
Yeah. Like, do people still dress like that at the club? Like,
I don't know. I think that's just what we envisioned because that's what we did.
Oh, yeah. Well, also when I was looking on Nasty Gal, their website,
that's a good website.
They had a bunch of like, well, I was looking at like the sequin stuff because of my Posh Fest outfit, they had a lot of stuff that I would say mermaid core for sure.
That's a good tip. Head to those websites like Nasty Gal, ASOS. They're gonna definitely cater to that younger crowd and kind of feature those pieces more.
Yeah, also Shelly Segal,
like
late 90s Y2K. I found some like very shiny, sparkly dresses and mermaidy colors. Yeah, so I think that was all I saved. But yeah, and I think like Zara probably has stuff like that. Like, they do what's trendy. So
They do. Zara. Yes. But H&M, I feel like, has changed their direction a little bit to focus more on that quiet luxury minimalist kind of look. Zara's always the like loud, bold one. So I think Zara would probably be a better one when it comes to Mermaid Core to get ideas and like colors and all of that. H&M has definitely changed the way that they market themselves 100%. Yeah.
I used to like H&M, but like, I think they, like their sizes are smaller now too. Like,
yeah, I never know where I fit in H&M. No. It's always a mystery. All right, what's our next one here?
I just wrote festival fashion.
Explain that to someone who doesn't know what festival is.
So basically, like, people want to dress like they're going to Woodstock, like the first Woodstock. And let's be clear here. You know, like a lot of like crop tops, like crochet, mini skirts, bell bottoms, like a lot of like flowers in your hair and that kind of hippie look. And people love that for festivals. People also dress in like weird stuff for festivals too. So like there's other crossovers.
Well, when you're into EDM, electric house type music, you're wearing metallics and like alien type stuff.
They're wearing tape on their nipples and that's it. Like,
yeah. So it's a little different. So yes, it depends what kind of festival you're going to, but I think what Crystal described is the majority of what people are wearing, or you have the other end of it where it's more of like the Western end of festivals.
Oh,
there's a lot of like cowboy boots and cowboy hats and all of that too. So I think those are the two you see the most.
That ties into that like coastal cowgirl look, which is also a big like festival look. And like there are no cowgirls at the coast, but like you know, like, so when I first heard that, I was like, what?
Like, yeah, so I don't really understand what a coastal cowgirl is, because we live on the coast.
Yeah, there's no
dresses cowgirls like that.
Oh, I'm like, I never even see cowboy boots, like,
unless like Keith Urban is here, or like Luke Bryan is at Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. Yeah. Like, that's the only time.
Right, I never see that kind of look, and so I've had to look, you know, and YouTube videos and online and stuff, because this is not like, I don't know what this is. So I guess there's like white cowboy boots are like the thing. And a lot, like also a lot of like crochet and like, you know, woven hats, like with big brims and all that, like a lot of like browns and whites. And then it also, you can also add black to that, because that was one of the things. I don't know. I was like, so is the cowgirl that wears black? I don't know, but
I guess I'm confused, because so I think of like Coastal Grandma, right, which was big last year and the year before. But I think of like when I think of coastal, because we live on the coast, we live on the East Coast. Yeah. We think of like oversized linen tops, linen pants, Birkenstocks. Like that's what I think of. So when I think of coastal, so someone's gonna wear linen pants with cowboy boots? I guess I'm confused.
I think it's more like with like mini dresses and stuff.
Okay. But, all right.
And like short shorts. All right. Like Daisy Dukes.
So like Daisy Dukes. Like, okay.
Yeah. So
but I don't know. Just like, Western then.
I know. It's just like a different color scheme, I think. It's so really
a neutral cowgirl.
I think so. I'm just confused, because like with Coastal Grandma, that was easy because it's like Lagan look. It was
and we see it every day, so it's easy for us.
Like I go to estate sales in like right on the water, like all these beautiful $1 million homes on the water, and the stuff I thrift from those houses is all like Talbots, and like, you know, that's Coastal Grandma, and that was what like the people with money wore, because it looked nice, you know. And I don't know, I don't get the coastal cowgirl. I don't want to dress like a coastal cowgirl.
Me neither. The thought of having cowboy boots on
in the summer?
90 degree weather with humidity is just gross to me.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah, so that's like the festival fashion and the coastal cowgirl. I feel like that's kind of
I can see how they go together. Do you think Coastal Cowgirl is going to kind of stop at summer? Or do you think it's going to transition itself? Like, I think Mermaid Corps is going to transition. I think Festival can transition because concerts go on all the time. And I feel like we kind of always see it happening. It just not as frequent, like spring and summer. I don't feel like this is going to transition.
I don't either because, I mean, unless you like paired the cowboy boots with jeans or something, like, I don't know. I really don't. Like, it's just going to be Western. Like,
well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, well, I understand that they create all these names for things, but all you're doing is describing Western wear.
Yeah. And saying it has more of like a beachy feel, I guess.
But because it has neutral colors? No, that's not how that works.
I mean, somebody that was not from the coast made up this style.
So. Yeah, this is very true.
Coastal Grandma is still kind of trending just because, like, it's summer and linen is trending, loose fitting things, like, you know, things with large pockets and whatever. Yeah. It's just that I feel like that's always going to be a thing around here, especially, but like, I don't know, people love their linen, so.
I love my linen in the summertime. Yeah. It's very important that I have linen in the summertime. But I also like it in transitional months because I do think it kind of covers spring and fall. Yeah. But when here's where I think Coastal Grandma has transitioned to, because Coastal Grandma kind of started, I want to say in like 2021, we kind of saw it a little bit. 2022 was really big and it's still kind of here. I think Coastal Grandma is going to transition to that quiet, luxury, minimalist like that's where I kind of see it going, and it's kind of just gonna merge with those.
Yeah, that was on my list too.
we'll talk about that one but I that's where I kind of I see that one going, because that's really what it is. We're just naming it Coastal Grandma because that's the vibe that it gives.
I mean, you think, okay, these companies that make all this linen stuff, their stuff is not cheap. Like, to like quiet luxury, it makes sense because, like, yeah, those like flax items, like,
they're so expensive retail,
like $100-something just for like a t-shirt or a tank top, and I'm like, holy crap, like, you have to like have money to shop like that. So
but you can find plenty of flax in the thrift store. Find it in your size, you pick it up and you keep that and you leave that in your closet. That is a forever piece for you. I have three or four flax pieces. I will never get rid of them. I love them. The quality's great, and I paid like $3.
That is the beauty of thrifting.
Yes, it is. Okay, so now that I've blabbed and totally gotten off topic.
That's fine.
What's our next one?
I did have quiet luxury actually as the next one, but let's talk about that one. Yeah, because you know about that one.
I do. But I feel like there's so many different variations of quiet luxury. I feel like there's people that take it in the literal form of that it's luxury pieces that don't say that they're luxury, right? So they don't have a brand tag. There's no monogramming. You don't know that it's luxury. But those who have the money know that that piece is a luxury piece, right? So there's, I feel like that's one aspect of the literal term of quiet luxury. Then there's the quiet luxury minimalist look, where it's, you're mimicking what these luxury brands like a Max Mara, like, oh, there's so many of them, but Max Mara is like the first one that always comes to mind because it's very much, everything about them is very much quiet luxury. So it's a brand that has a lot of these neutral pieces, the tans, the whites, the linens, the blacks, the loafers, like, so you're putting together this look. And we're calling it quiet luxury because it looks like it's expensive. The materials are really great. You're finding those really nice silks and, you know, cashmeres, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're creating this outfit that mimics what I said before, quiet, literally quiet luxury. Then you have like this other aspect of trying to look like a certain a certain place. So people that want to like look like a French girl, people that want to look like someone from England, people who want to look like someone from Italy, right? So like they're kind of mixing, like I love the way, which I personally do, but someone might be thinking, I love the way that Kate Middleton dresses. And the way generally that Kate Middleton dresses is quiet luxury. Take away the colors when she wears the bright colors, but generally speaking, she's pretty quiet luxury. A lot of the bloggers and influencers you see on Instagram, they are quiet luxury, 100%. That is what they do. So I feel like there's all these little iterations, but at the end of the day, it's about quality fabrics. It's about movement in the pieces. It's about loose fitting. Nothing is supposed to be really form fitting. It's supposed to be semi-fitted, but it's got to have like looseness to it. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the neutral palette. And the less that you do, the better that it is. I also feel like when it comes to shoes, there's like the loafer, a basic white, like low top sneaker. You can do a dad sneaker. I feel like people are mixing it up with a dad sneaker too. And then like a very classic leather boot. You can either do the knee high boot if you're wearing a shorter dress, or you can do, you know, a low ankle boot. I feel like so many brands are emulating this now. So you have Everlane, who kind of has always emulated this. You have, as mentioned before, H&M. H&M is really, really pushing this. And they have the audience for it because they have a huge European following.
Yeah.
H&M is huge in Europe. And you're going to see a lot of bloggers and influencers who get paid by H&M to promote this stuff, but they're promoting all kind of like similar things. The new brand that I'm seeing a lot of influencers promote on YouTube is Mango. They're promoting Mango a lot. And they're doing the same quiet luxury thing. The other brand that is been around for a long time, and you can find some wonderful vintage pieces to throw into this quiet luxury look, is Ralph Lauren, like the epitome of quiet luxury in the preppiest sense is Ralph Lauren. And his vintage pieces are just on another level. His modern pieces do not compare to the vintage pieces at all. The stitching, the fabric, all of it. I splurged 3 or 4 years ago when I bought myself a Ralph Lauren leather like moto jacket, but it's one that I will keep for years and years and years and years. Like it's just not, it's the softest leather that I've ever felt in my life. Oh, yeah. It was very expensive, but it was just as expensive as if I were to buy a Madewell one or any other piece. Right. But to me, Ralph Lauren in American fashion is what quiet luxury is. And it's kind of a mix of preppy, I would say. It's a little preppy. It's definitely minimalistic, but it also exudes wealth without telling people that it's wealth. I know it's a long-winded answer, but it has so much to it.
Yeah, because like I think, like personally, I've always thought like things with so many logos on them are like tacky looking, and like
I don't like them,
and it's because they say, you know, people that want to show off that they've got this, like, you know, brand new bag, and they want everyone to know what it is. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that is the opposite of quiet luxury. But yeah, like you said, minimalism is like a huge thing with that. It's, there's not many like...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Details, it's just very plain. And I think that there are also some aspects of like the dark academia. Is like with like the loafer.
Good point.
Yeah, like if you have like wool pants or like, you know, a sweater, I don't know, it just seems like there's a little bit of dark academia in that as well.
I agree. I can see that. I think it'll be nice to see the transition of spring summer quiet luxury to fall winter quiet luxury, because incorporating the cashmeres and the knits, like it just kind of changes the look of it a little bit, and I feel like you can play around with color a little bit more with the sweaters, then with spring and summer, it's very much like the nautical white and blue striped shirt, or it's just a white button up. Like it's very typical, right?
Yes.
I do think that this is a trend that will stay for a very, very long time. I don't think it will ever really go away. I just think we've now named it something. It didn't really have a name before. Before it was just like neutrals, preppy, minimalism. Like there wasn't really a name to it. I don't know. I guess out of all the cores, I think this is the most, this is the easiest one, I should say, for people to like attain or to like become, right? Because you become a core. And I could tell you, I've always aspired to have that quiet luxury thing. It's just what I like. But then there's a whole side of me that loves color. Like I love hot pinks. I love bright blues. I love all that. But the majority of my closet has the grays, the tans, and all of that. And I think that's just, it's a very classic look that we see a lot of people who are, most people maybe associate as having status look like. And we are, whether we like to admit it or not, influenced by people of status.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'll be curious to see, like, how it, if it does transition, it might transition to something else. I don't know, but I don't think it will happen right now. The only thing I forget to mention is gold jewelry. Gold jewelry is really big with quiet luxury, but specifically chunky 80s style jewelry. That's really what you should be looking for. So vintage sellers, that's what you should aim for. 100%.
Yeah. I don't do a whole lot of jewelry, but like, that's good to know if I see something at an estate sale or something.
And I think this is where you can kind of dabble and try. Like jewelry, in if you can find a thrift store, wherever, it's not that expensive to like try it out. Even if you sell it for $25, do you know what I mean? Like, it's at least, maybe someone builds an outfit based around those earrings. Like, hey, she's got these earrings plus this white top, and I already have a pair of pants that I can go with. You know what I mean? Like, it opens up opportunity. But I think jewelry sellers out there that listen to us could 100% get into the quiet luxury space just based off of 80s jewelry. Anyway, I took over the podcast.
It's fine. It's your podcast.
Yes, but also this is your episode. But I just, quiet luxury is one of those things that I'm very passionate about. And I'm so happy that brands actually are focusing on fabric content and not just trying to pump out polyester ugly things. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they're
at least looking at fabric content, and that's a start. That's part of sustainability, friends. Fabric content is part of sustainability.
It is, because it's, how long is it going to take to break down that polyester Shein outfit? Like,
forever. It's going to go in flames before anything else.
Yeah. So, that I'd much rather wear like cottons and stuff, but
cottons and linens.
All right. Here's one that you might not have heard of. So, I think I'm saying this right. It's the coquette aesthetic.
What's that?
Okay, so I think it also kind of blends with ballet core.
Okay.
It's like very girly, lots of like ruffles and pink and cute stuff, like ribbons, and like it's like Bridgerton but modern, I think. Like, okay. I don't know, like I'm trying to like find like a official, like, let's see.
Well, because last time you came on, the whole Bridgerton Regency core was huge.
Yes. I think more this now, because this is kind of Y2K as well. It's like a lot of the,
it just pains me that Y2K is so big.
I know. We lived this and we hated it.
And it also is not the best when it comes to, can we pick a different era? Like Y2K is not it.
The Y2K clothes were so like horribly made and cheap, and it was just I remember going to stores like Deb. Do you remember Deb?
Yes, I remember Deb.
I bought my prom dress.
I was going to say prom dress. $50, call it a day.
It was one of the only like teen stores that did plus sizes, that had though.
Plus size. Yep.
So like I was able to shop in a teen store for my prom dress, which was amazing. Because like I got my junior prom dress at Sears. So like, you know.
I went to local boutiques that cost my mom an arm and a leg because it was impossible to find anything in my size in a teen store. Like, it didn't happen. Or we went to David's Bridal for, I think, one of my winter balls, went to David's Bridal. But then everyone had the same dress, and I was like, I'm not doing this.
No, like, that's the thing. Y2K is not size inclusive. Like,
no. Can we just make it go away for that reason alone?
Yeah, like, as a teenager, I had trouble finding clothes that fit me. Like, I didn't want to shop in the women's department. I was 16. I wanted to wear, like, bell bottoms and cute stuff like my friends were. And, like, they didn't go above, like, a size large. Remember that store, 579?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, that was the least size inclusive store there was. So, it's so bad. I just...
In case you can't tell, every millennial has PTSD from the early 2000s. So when, especially females. So if anything comes up that's Y2K, we're like, why? We just don't understand it.
We're angry about it.
We're very angry. But I have to say, I think some boys and men had some issues with it too, because Abercrombie was very particular with the way the sizing. We're digressing, but here we are.
Yes. Okay. So back to Coquette. It's Coquette. It's Coquette, right?
I would say you're right. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard it said aloud, but like...
Yeah, I've never even heard of it. So.
Yeah. So it's a very like Y2K, but also like emphasizes a playful and flirtatious attitude often characterized by dainty and girly elements such as ruffles, bows, and pastel colors. So I also use the word kawaii, which is cute in Japanese, when I use tag words for stuff like that. So I'd use like coquette, kawaii, and then like sometimes ballet core if it's like pink or...
Would you say it's like fairy core too, kind of a little bit?
It could incorporate that stuff as well. I don't know, like they all kind of just meld together.
And this is why it's so hard to understand them.
Yes, yes. And like... I mean, I could go on for days about this stuff, but like, so yeah, the coquette thing, I've also seen it. There's a lot of like TV shows from like the Y2K era, and that the clothes on those shows are really trending. Like, if you can find like a tank top that Elena wore on the Vampire Diaries, and that it's like a coquette because it's got like little buttons and it's got little ruffles and it's from...
So like 2000s anthropology.
Yeah, like those little camis we all wore. Yeah. That like under like a plaid shirt. Like, you know, those things. And so it's got like a lot of Y2K involved in it, but it also is very like cute, like Japanese street style, Harajuku too. So like, I love that stuff.
But... Yeah, I was gonna say, but I feel like fashion from Japan, Korea, China has such an influence on streetwear here in America. We just don't get to it until like a year later. We're just a little behind here.
We're really slow when it comes to fashion. Like, they're all doing the thing, and like then it's like, oh, that's cool, let's check that out. And so there was cute core, which I've actually never used, but I think that also kind of blended in with that coquette ballet core. And then rom-com core.
Okay, I've heard this, but what is it?
Like, basically 2000s romantic comedies, you want to dress like the girls in those. That's what that is.
Who wants to do that?
People do. I don't know, I'm seeing rom-com core like a lot, and I'm like, okay,
so give me an example of one that people dress up as. I like to put Crystal on the spot because I just don't...
I just made a list of words and then I didn't have anything to go with.
No. And I just like to put you on the spot. It's fine. See, this is what people don't know is Crystal and I are actually really good friends outside of all this.
We talk a lot
to her.
Yeah. So there was an article in Harper's Bazaar, Australia, about rom-com core.
Interesting.
So, when did this come out though? Is rom-com core 2023's most romantic trend? It's Y2K style at its most charming. So how to lose a guy in 10 days, like what Kate Hudson wore.
Yep.
Let's see,
The Notebook, Mandy Moore.
Oh yeah, 13 going on 30. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, yeah. But Mean Girls is a little bit of Barbiecore too, which we'll get to.
Oh yeah, lots of pink. But yeah, like the dress Jennifer Garner wore in 13 Going on 30.
Yeah,
like
yep.
I actually saw there was a brand that like remade that dress. Let's see.
None of that
Ariana Grande
me.
Wore it. Ariana Grande wore it.
Oh,
so she yeah.
See, this is where celebrities really put the cores on the map. It's like one of them decides to wear it, and now everyone needs to follow it.
Like, I don't know who names these things, but like,
I don't know.
But like, this is along with these inspired looks come other rom-com core staples: tube tops, cargo pants, bustier and corset tops, cutout crisscross tops, tank tops, see-through and mesh anything, chokers, claw clips, and they're all very Y2K.
So it's just Y2K clothing.
Yeah, I know. It's
okay. We're just naming Y2K. It something else.
Okay, end this episode. Everything's Y2K. Bye.
Yes. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry to tell you, everything's Y2K. Yeah, so that creeps right back into Y2K. So I guess that's another.
It just shows like what a heavy influence it has on the younger generation, which is just crazy to me.
Is it like because their parents are like
our age? Probably.
Yeah, like,
well, no, I think it's very interesting to them because it was very pop culture based. So I feel like it's very interesting to them because pop culture is definitely not what it is now is not what it was in the early 2000s, right? Like, pop culture had us by the throat basically every day.
Oh, yeah.
And now kids are just trying to debunk everything related to pop culture. They throw people under the bus. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very different vibe.
Oh, yeah. We like worshipped celebrities. Like,
oh, yes.
We
still worship some of them.
Yeah. When I was in high school, every Friday night, I went to the mall with my friends. We went to the newsstand and we bought the latest magazines.
Yep.
And we went through those with like a fine pick comb. And we just like, okay, they're wearing that. They're wearing that. I was finding outfits on celebrities then. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a shirt that I got at Urban Outfitters. The first thing I ever bought at Urban Outfitters that I bought because I saw it on Avril Lavigne.
There you go.
I said, oh, because like they'd have that little blurb at the bottom. It was like this from this worn by Avril Lavigne. And I'm like, I'm getting it because I like wanted to be Avril Lavigne. So like,
who didn't?
I wore it to one of her concerts. Like it was a thing.
Yeah.
I probably still have it somewhere, but it says Getting Lucky in Kentucky on it. So it's just a green like ringer shirt and I had to have it. I don't know. So
yeah. I think maybe it's the fascination of that era in pop culture. I feel like that has a lot to do with it because it's just very different now than, I want to say it was like 1997-ish, 98 is kind of when it really started and it bled into the early 2000s.
Well, that was like the boom of like the boy bands and all this stuff was happening like right when I entered like middle school. And like, so very like impressionable and seeing all this stuff, seeing all these celebrities. And like there's another one that I'll go into from this. So Blokecore and Blokette. So
what Bella even Hadid, are these names?
Bella Hadid, I guess they
oh god, Bella Hadid, here we go.
Sporty Spice. So it's basically like
So we're mimicking the Spice Girls.
Yes. I mean, you could put every Spice Girl in a different category.
It's true. You could.
That would be Baby Spice. Like,
I was going to say, that's Baby Spice.
This is why we're so good at this. Like, our age people, like, we lived through it. We know this stuff. Like, So, yeah, that's another one. So, it's basically the male version, but, like, not only worn by men, like, sort of like men's inspired.
So, like, unisex jerseys. Clothing?
Yeah, or like jerseys and like wide leg jeans and like stuff that's like makes you look like a tomboy or whatever. Like,
so 90s, we're going to say.
Yeah.
Little 90s.
Yeah, so that's
streetwear.
Bloke core.
How do you spell that?
Bloke core.
Bloke core.
Like,
sure.
British. It sounds very British too.
Yeah.
Bloke core.
Yeah.
So, and then I think we've gone over all the ones that I had. Well, Fairy Core, I have still on here, but we've talked Fairy Core, and it's also like slash Fantasy Core. Like, okay. I guess think LARPing. Do you know what that is?
No.
live action.
Oh, live play. Action, live action. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So like
dressing in costume.
Not like, it's basically like everyday cosplay.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It could be cosplay, but it's like something that you'd still wear. Like, you kind of look like you're fairy-ish, or like wearing elf clothes. But
so, like, what I've seen some of the girls in Boston wear when, so I went with my sister to go see a exhibit at the Boston Fine Arts Museum, and it's a Japanese artist, yeah. And some of the girls were dressed like, to me, they look like a Harajuku girl, basically. But yeah. Like, but it's an actual outfit. Like, it's not necessarily that.
Yeah, it fits in all these aesthetics. I'm telling you, like, the younger crowds are the ones wearing it, and I guess we just, you know, if it's gonna help sell our items, why not add it? Like, even if you think it's silly. Like, there are some that I'm like, ugh, this hate. I put Coastal Cowgirl in so many of my listings, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
like,
why am I doing this?
I don't love this, but people are looking for this, so whatever. And the big one is the last one that we're saving. So
yeah, Barbiecore, man.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows what Barbiecore is, but it's basically like hot pink. Like, you get something hot pink, put Barbiecore.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how. Like, so it was getting popular because the movie was supposed to be coming out, but now the movie is, right?
Yes.
Like, is soon. Premiering, and it's like people are going to see all the premieres, and Margot Robbie is basically the real life Barbie. There's the,
oh my God,
who she is.
She's so adorable.
She is. And she's a very sweet and humble individual from what we can tell. But the way that she's dressing, she's mimicking a lot of like Barbies from the 50s, Barbies from the 60s. And it's really interesting to me that she's not putting Barbie in present day. She, like, the last outfit she wore was the black sequin trumpet style dress with the fur.
That was like a 50th anniversary Barbie or something. Like, I think I had that.
Yeah. So I would definitely check out what she's been wearing. They've been posting it all over social media, what she's wearing to all these premieres, because people are going to be looking for those specific styles or something similar to it. I think hot pink, regardless. I think like mohair, hot pink sweaters, cashmere pink sweaters, pink pants. I think pink pants are going to be, that was a Y2K thing too, but big pink pants, I think, are going to be big. Black sequin, glitter, metallic-y kind of stuff. Yep. I'll be curious to see if it's just like the pretty in pink Barbie version of like everything's fancy and frilly, or if we're going to see some of like the sporty aspect of Barbie come in too. I don't know.
Those, the things they're wearing when they're rollerblading. Do you remember the commercial?
Yes.
We're going to sell some unitards and like put on our rollerblading. Yeah.
But like, I feel like it's going to stay in this like pink fancy Barbie realm.
Well, there's also brands that are doing collabs with Barbie right now.
Also, be careful. Don't put Barbie, like, be careful in your listings, because Barbie will come after you.
I always write Barbie Core. I don't know if, like...
I think Barbie Core is fine, but I think you got to be careful with the word Barbie.
Right, you might get, like, a copyright whatever or something for that. But Show Me Your Moomoo did a Barbie collab, because I actually found some of the pieces, like, online. And then Misguided, which is just, like, a fast fashion brand, and who else, there was one other brand, ASOS, I think.
I could see that.
So there's, and probably Dolls Kill, because they collab with literally everything. Like, all these brands are coming out with collabs based on her Barbie look in the movie, so that's kind of cool too. Like, but you can look at those pieces and think, oh, I have something that looks like this. And it's Barbiecore. I mean, one of the pairs of the Show Me Your Moomoo, like, it's a pair of shorts. It's a black and white striped pair of shorts, which I would have never labeled as Barbiecore, but that's in their Barbie collab. So
interesting. Yeah. I think we're going to see, though, pinks and black. I do feel like that's the scheme that we're going to see, because that's what she's wearing a lot of at these premieres. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like bubblegum pink or like fuchsia. Like we're talking bright pink. There's no muted tones in here.
No. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. And like sequins too, I think are big on that. Because I mean, who doesn't love sequins?
Yeah. And again, like, I feel like Barbiecore kind of goes with some of the ones that we talked about before too.
Yes, like the rom-com core could even have some Barbiecore. But I just looked up the Show Me Your Moo Moo collab, and they did like one-piece Barbie, like Barbie swimsuits that are like pink.
Yeah. Okay.
And they just say Barbie on the front.
That right there is going to sell out. Like that is what every young girl's going to want. I was trending before I even knew it, because this past last year's Halloween, I dressed up as Barbie and I had the pink, leg warmers. I did the black, like shiny leggings. I had the sweater that I bought off of you with like the rosettes on it. And I had a black, I don't know, t-shirt or something. And I took, outline of the Barbie logo and I made it transparent and I put it on my label maker and I just highlighted it pink and I put it on my shirt. Anyway, I was trending before I ever even knew it was going to be a thing.
Amazing.
So
I love it.
Yeah. I also think of like when I think of Barbie core, I could also totally see like an 80s rendition of it with like the workout outfits.
Yeah, the leg warmers and like,
the spandexy shiny one piece onesie thing that people worked out in.
Oh my God, yes. No, I'm looking at the Barbie swimsuit. It's $118.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, from Show Me Your Moo Moo. But like, I bet you anything Forever 21 will bust one out for like $20.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where you're going to see like fast fashion really do well.
Oh, fast fashion, like, they have been all over collabs, like, forever. Like, especially, like, Forever 21 and Dolls Kill. Like, if you, like, literally every month they've got a new collab. And they collab some, like, really weird stuff. But that's why they have so much trash. Because if that collab doesn't do well, then that collab is on their clearance rack for $3. And then it's in a landfill.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like. I find a lot of collab stuff does well, but there's definitely been some flops.
If someone's a vintage seller and they're looking to do Barbiecore, how would you navigate that? Because I feel like as a modern seller, it's easy. Anthropology will have something. You know what I mean? Like Madewell will have something. It's a little different.
Yeah, I would say probably look at the special occasion dresses. Like you want something like I have a pink. Like dress with a puffy like skirt and that's like very Barbiecore to me, and basically look for things in the dress section. That's what I've been looking for. But I did actually buy a hot pink pair of like J. Crew work pants to sell recently. So I mean you can find like hot pink anywhere in the store. But
yeah.
I mean the 80s had a lot of hot pink, so
they did. Again, I feel like the 80s is bleed, as much as Y2K is bleeding into everything, I really feel the 80s bleeding into things even more. And I'm kind of happy to see the 80s get some screen time.
Yeah, it's better than Y2K, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I think it just always gets bypassed because it's such like a, okay, like their fashion was okay, you know what I mean? But I think there's a lot of good things that came up. Clearly from the episode we just did last week, there's a lot of good things that came from the 80s and the 90s. Oh, so I hope we see more of that influence come into fashion as the year goes on and into next year, because it's crazy to think about. But fall and winter is like a thing of the past now in the fashion world, and they're already on summer of next year.
God.
But from what I've seen from the shows that just came out last week, I think it was last week, they did Fashion Week in Paris, I think.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of 80s, early 80s and 90s on the runway. So I think we're in for a treat for the fall and winter. And we'll have to bring you back at the start of the new year to see which cores are still here. And then what's going to change. I feel like this has to be like a yearly thing with you, Crystal, because it's always changing. And there are some that have stayed, but the names have shifted.
Yeah, they definitely morph into other things. And I was like, hey, that's something else. Like, it's like, but it's a little different. Like,
yeah.
Just a little bit.
Before we go, what's your prediction for fashion and cores going into the end of the year, into next year? Like, what do you predict?
I feel like a lot of the, like, grandpa sweaters come back. Like, people love those, like, big oversized sweaters. People also, I think, still love the dark academia, but just for, like, fall, because it's very, like, you know, very bookish and very, like, yeah. I'm sitting in a library reading and, yes. like, I'm my wearing textbook. My, yes, my loafers and my plaid skirt and, like,
yes.
yeah. And, like, you know, around that time, it's also, like, October, and then people are dressing more, like, witchy and goth.
Mm-hmm.
You get that sort of roll in when it comes October. Like, people are in all black, and people are... And witchy is definitely, like, a good keyword, too. But I feel like more so in the fall. But
meanwhile, I wear all black year-round.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 90 degrees today and super humid, and I wore an all black linen dress with black wedge sandals. So that's just
at least it was linen.
Yes, at least it was linen. But all black everything at all times.
Oh my god.
I am a trend and I don't even know it.
There you go. You are just like you're fitting into these trends.
I am fitting into all of them except for Mermaid 4. And maybe the rom com.
Yeah. I haven't found my perfect mermaid item yet.
I could see. I don't know. So if I were to say, if I were to put Crystal in one of these trends, I would say Crystal is in between the mermaid core. Definitely mermaid core, because you love those brights and you love.
Oh, I do love sparkles and stuff.
It's yeah, fun. You love all that. Okay, I'm going to put you in mermaid core. And I think everyone knows where I fall into. We don't even have to talk about it. I fall into quiet luxury because I'm boring. It's okay. I like being.
Doesn't
I like
make
being
you boring. No. Doesn't make you boring. Just you like basic things.
I like basics. I'm a very basic girl. But then I also like my bright pinks. So I will be quiet luxury and Barbiecore. That will be
there
me.
There you go.
Perfect. That will be me. All right, everyone. I hope this was a helpful episode. Thanks, Crystal, for coming on and chatting.
Thank you for
digressing with me.
Of course.
We'll be back next week. Bye, everyone.